This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome to the radio ministry of the Christian Crusaders. Conducting our service today is the Reverend Dr. Homer Larson. Information on how to order tapes, CDs, and copies of today's service will be given at the close of the program. We are happy you chose to worship with us today and pray you will join us every Sunday on this station.
We as Americans say in our Pledge of Allegiance, we believe that we are one nation under God. What does that really mean to you? We're going to talk about it today in the sermon. We open our service in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God in heaven, as our world grows smaller, and we see the torturous lives of many people who have no freedom, what a blessing we have in our land. But God, we also realize as we open the newspapers and listen to the televisions and the radios that we are a people who all too often turn our backs on you and far too seldom bend our knees and bow our heads and ask you for grace, to give you thanks for all that you have given to us. Lord Jesus, you who art those who believe in you, Savior, hear our prayer and speak to us today. Grant that we may come with humble hearts to confess our sins and to follow you. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen. King Solomon, one of the wisest men who ever lived on this earth, has said in one of the Psalms, and I read it, it's our text today, Psalm 127, verse 1, "Unless the Lord builds a house, its builders labor in vain. Unless the Lord watches over the city, the watchman stands guard in vain." Here ends a reading of God's holy word. Friends in Christ, it's sad when you learn that 50% of marriages today are falling apart Husbands and wives say we can't make it any longer. And so the children are taken care of in the best way possible, and that's it. In other cases, there are millions of children, without a doubt, who would have to say to you, I'm not quite sure who my father really is. That's pretty sad. Our local newspaper told us of a milk truck driver who shot 12 Amish girls. I'm sure you read that about a month ago. Killing, I believe, 7 of them before he committed suicide in the latest shocking attack on the United States schools. Once it was safe to send your children to school, and now I think the percentage is still pretty good, but you really wonder what could happen. In our wildest imagination, we never thought that a child would be shot in school. It's disheartening when you read that Mark Farley is the 4th United States House of Representatives forced out of office by ethic problems in the past year. Randy Duke Cunningham resigned in November after pleading guilty to accepting $2.4 million in bribes. Former Majority Leader Tom DeLay of Texas was indicted on state campaign finance violations and resigned in June. And Representative Bob Ney of Ohio has agreed to plead guilty to charges of corruption and is not seeking election. That's the way the USA Today newspaper reported, at least on Monday, October 2nd of this year. Now, when you read all of this, you have to ask yourself the question, why are we so excited if somebody says, let's get that clause out of our Pledge of Allegiance? One nation under God. Now, don't get me wrong. I wanted to stay there forever. But what do we really mean when we say that we are one nation under God? And yet we live in every way that is contrary to what he wants. Once in a while giving him thanks for something, but more often just kind of putting him on the back burner. It causes me to ask the question, is our vanity killing us? Are we so arrogant that we refuse to give thought to the words of Solomon? Now listen, God's word is telling you and me today, and if this isn't true, we might as well throw the whole thing out of the window. Unless the Lord builds a house, its builders labor in vain. Unless the Lord watches over the city, the watchmen stand guard in vain. On Tuesday, November 7th, we have the God-given right, responsibility, and privilege to go to the polls and cast our votes for those we wish to lead us for another 2 or 3 years. Let me ask you the question, are our candidates living in a personal relationship with the Lord? Or is that too much to expect in our day? We say that's a thing of the past. Are the successful candidates going to be those who have been able to raise the most money, or who have promised to deliver the most benefits to his or her constituents? Or are they the people of God? Dare we cross party lines if needed? When our families were Democrats or Republicans from all these years gone by, but the opposite party of our tradition stands there on the word of God, and the other one takes it or leaves it. These are some of the situations, friend, that this word of God is very serious to us, that we have to be considering just 2 days away from that election. Unless the Lord builds a house, its builders labor in vain. So that we are on the same wavelength in understanding what this word vanity means, My dictionary defines it as being inflated pride in oneself. In other words, we humans say that we have the answers, if there are answers. But God's word, and such a word as Solomon has just said to us under the inspiration of God, belongs to another generation. It doesn't belong to us. We build the house. I see all these pretty little brides coming around in their beautiful gowns and the young men with their tuxedos. I can't help but wonder sometimes, and then I hate myself for being so skeptical. I wonder where it's all going to end up 5 years from now. Has there been question given as to who should we marry? You know, God tells us that very specifically. He says, do not be yoked together with unbelievers. What fellowship can light have with darkness? You can read that in the 6th chapter of 2 Corinthians, verse 14. Now, we discuss in our homes, I'm sure, and in our circle of friends, this old question, well, who do we marry? Who do we bless our children marrying? And we've had a lot of discussions during these years on race. Is it right for us to have interracial marriages? God's word does not say anything against it. Should we have it? At least we're discussing it on both blacks and whites and yellows. Doesn't matter which one. We've had some discussion on education. And in one family room after another, the discussion has probably gone this way. Now, Mary, we know that your boyfriend, Bob, is a nice fellow. But he didn't even go on and complete his college education. And here you are with a master's degree working on a PhD. How is that going to go? Not that it can't go. It has gone in millions of cases. But we discuss it. Or Dad gets Bob out on a golf course and he says to him, isn't this a beautiful country club that we belong to, Bob? And there's a whole country club style of living that goes with it. You know, this is all going to be very foreign to Betty. Her father is just a common, ordinary laborer. How are you going to feel about this? Not having been raised in the best of society. Disgust, isn't it? But when it comes to the matter of Jesus Christ, we kind of let that aside. I have many times had real difficulty in counseling people regarding Jesus Christ in their home. And I've heard one person say after another, especially the brides, I am going to marry this man and you can't stop him. We can go to another church if you don't want to marry us. And pretty soon the father shows up and he says, if you push it much farther, you're going to lose her. And if you lose her, you probably will lose our whole family. You see, here the word of God that we say that we believe in has spoken so clearly. Unless the Lord builds a house, its builders labor in vain. How can he build a house if we don't believe that he is the Almighty God and the Savior of the world? While the marriage takes place and divorce is pending, and so you're supposed to give the magic counseling stick, and so you ask the two people sitting in front of you, with a couple of nice little kids, How do you handle disputes in your marriage?
We all have them.
Do you know what forgiveness means? How long ago is it that you really forgave somebody? And you know, St. Paul, speaking to the Ephesian church, says, don't let the sun go down while you are still angry. But that anger goes on for days and weeks and months. And finally, it's too much, and I'm going to get out of it. It's killing me. And God's word said, well, you remember when we talked about who we should marry? Here it is. No forgiveness. Letting the sun go down, and we are angry as we ever were. What do you include with these words when you say to your loved one, oh, I love you. I love you. Does your love include patience and kindness and the refusal to envy? Is it keeping records of the wrongs? In other words, is it kind of love, Hollywood style, pretty much the emotional? That's not what God wants. It's far deeper than that. But we say, well, this just doesn't work in our day. So I ask you again, is our arrogance setting us up for failure in our marriages? Let me tell you this, friend. There is no one on this earth who wants to build your home into something beautiful as much as the Lord Jesus does in heaven above. He wants you to be united. He has created you, man and woman. He wants to bind you together. He wants to bless your marriage, but he has given you a few little guides that are pretty important, very important. And you say you believe that the Bible is the word of God, and you've got it on your bedroom table, and here it is. Unless the Lord builds a house, its builders labor in vain. Are you letting him build your house? You are. You are, if you take that word seriously. But if you can throw it aside, probably not. Let's go on, because it gets personal again. Here is the word of God that is saying, unless the Lord watches over the city, the watchmen stand guard in vain. Does that have any meaning to us today? Does our vanity tell us that humans have the answers, if there are any answers to these international problems? Does this mean we should not have weapons, you'd say then, just put them all down and trust the Lord to take care of us? No. We trust the Lord to take care of us, to be sure. But that does not mean that we do not protect ourselves with what is necessary if the enemy does come. It means that we have got making our decisions in our local communities, in our state government, and in our federal government, making our decisions will be God-fearing men and women who individually bow their heads and bend their knees for the forgiveness and guidance. And I tell you, my friend, if our leaders are not doing that, according to our text today, we are doomed for failure. We are still based on a spiritual foundation when Jesus Christ is ours. Now, I know that we have some very God-fearing people in every part of government. We certainly have them in the town where I live. We have them in our state. We have them in our nation. I don't know very many when it gets to the national level or even to the state level. But I can mention a couple. My good friend, Senator Grassley, from the state of Iowa, one of the great people of the United States Senate, I believe. Chuck Grassley is not only a church member, Chuck Grassley is a committed believer in the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm thankful he's there. One of my best friends from college was Senator Paul Simon. Paul Simon and I, together with some other men, had weekly Bible studies together. He knew the Lord. Then there is such people as Richard Halverson and Lloyd Ogilvie, who were faithful chaplains of the United States Senate and led many a Bible study and dealt with the spiritual lives of some of their constituents. But let me tell you, there must be something on the other side too. We are in trouble, not knowing how to handle our international difficulties. Rumsfeld, Bush, and people on the other side, whoever they might be, have to openly admit we're not sure. Listen, unless the Lord watches the city, the watchman stands guard in vain. Is that beautiful poetry, but of no practical value to our day? Remember, friend, the great empires of the past crumbled and fell with their own wisdom. It was not adequate for their day. Could it possibly happen today? We need competent people. We need leaders who are intelligent. Don't think that I'm just standing up there and saying, well, it doesn't matter who we send just as long as he believes in Jesus. No, I'm not saying that. They must be the finest that we can have, intellectually speaking, but they must be so wise that they can say, with all of my wisdom and all of my grades and all of the things that have gone along with it, I must first turn to the Lord Jesus Christ. Much of what has been said doesn't make any sense at all unless you stand in a personal relationship with Christ. But my friend, according to the Word of God, and that's good enough for me, Jesus Christ is our only hope, whether it's in our individual lives, in our homes, in our state, or in our nation's capital. Let me ask you once again, have we grown so vain that we can say today, I don't need you, God? Let me read it once more. Unless the Lord builds the house, its builders labor in vain. Unless the Lord watches over the city, the watchmen stand guard in vain. Amen.
My tears are all.
Will you pray with me? Father, help us to wrestle with these problems of the day, and grant that we may have minds that can find answers. But after it is all done, help us to understand what the psalmist has said. Our strength is in the Lord. Then come to us, Father. Forgive us our sins through the merits of Jesus Christ, and lead us along life's way, that we may do your will in all things. Amen.
You have been worshiping with the radio and internet ministry of the Christian Crusaders. We pray that today's message has uplifted and challenged you in your faith walk with Lord Jesus Christ. Christian Crusaders is a nonprofit ministry dependent upon the gifts of our listening audience. Estate gifts, large and small, have become a significant part of this ministry. If you would like information on how to include Christian Crusaders in your will, contact our office at 1-888-693-2484. You may also write Christian Crusaders at P.O. Box 522, Cedar Falls, Iowa, 50613. We thank all who support this ministry with their prayers and gifts. Cassette tapes, CDs, and printed copies of today's sermon are available free of charge. We are also offering audio and video copies of our 70th anniversary event held on September 10th of this year. If you wish, a gift of $5 will cover production and mailing costs. Address your request to Christian Crusaders, P.O. Box 522, Cedar Falls, Iowa, 50613. Our toll-free telephone number is 1-888-693-2484. In the Cedar Falls, Waterloo, Iowa area, dial 277-0924. Conducting our service today was the Reverend Dr. Homer Larson, radio pastor of Christian Crusaders, now in its 71st year of regular Sunday worship broadcasting.